But I think the best job, like in the history of the United States, I think Vanna White got the best job ever. Is that not the best job? If I were a woman, I would want that job so bad. Like, that's her job. Like, what a country. That's all she just turns letters. I turn letters, but only when they glow. Okay, so I'm not the best. But like, what was the interview like to get that job? What was that process? That must have been really tough. They're like, all right, let's start. Let's start the interview here. Vanna White, is that right? Okay, all right, let's start. All right, are you familiar with the alphabet? You are, okay. If something were glowing, could you tell? You could. Wow, that wraps it up. Wow, welcome aboard. That's very impressive. That's very impressive.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me. Stay inside. If the weather's fine and you got the time,
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here. Well, it's going to rain today, but it's always a beautiful morning when you wake up and then you open your eyes to a brand new day today. Unlike me, who was up since like midnight last night, I just popped up over my eyes and I couldn't get back to sleep. And then when I finally did get back to sleep, the one of the power systems in the house went out and it went on my phone and went do-do-do-do-do-do to remind me. 2 minutes later, it's back. But by that time, I was up. So then I dozed off about 20 minutes before my alarm went off. So here I am. Today is pie day today. Yeah, this isn't coconut cream pie or lemon meringue pie day. It's 3.14. Remember that in high school? Yeah, today is March 14th, 3.14. And you learned pie. It had to do with something with the circumference of a circle or something. Have you ever used pi in your entire life outside of high school? Have you ever used that 3.14? It has never come up in all the years. Even when I went to college, it never came up. High school, it came up all the time. You had to know 3.14 was pi, P-I. After that, it never came up ever, like ever in my life. I don't know anybody who's ever had pi come up in their life. Have you ever had to use 3.14 in anything in your entire life? Well, today is Pi Day, March 14th, so enjoy it. You know what? Get yourself a piece of lemon meringue or coconut cream pie. Coconut cream pie is my favorite. And it's the one where it's harder to get than any other pie, unless you go to like a Perkins or something. There's no Perkins around here anymore, but they used to have coconut cream pie. I didn't get it at the supermarket, but I mean, like when you go to a restaurant, coconut cream pie, what's that? Well, it's cream pie, but it's coconut cream pie. No, we don't have that. Never did. Coconut's my favorite flavor, and it's so difficult to eat anything. There used to be a place, I don't know if it was A&W or, oh, it was Arby's. Arby's at one time had coconut shakes years ago, years and years and years ago, had coconut shakes. And they stopped making them because they said there's one guy in Racine that buys them. And that was me. I love coconut. All right. Next time you have a sore throat, try drinking or gargling pickle juice. That's the top of our news this morning, our fun news. Pickle juice. The high salt content can reduce inflammation and give you some relief for maybe about 15 minutes. Or You can gargle with salt water like the average person, normal person does. You can do that. A study found putting emojis next to suggested tip amount on restaurant receipts makes us tip more, like a neutral face emoji next to 15%, or how about a smiley face emoji next to 25%. When restaurants did it, the average tip rose by 11%. Here's something else waitresses used to use. This, I was told by a waitress. When they put the check down on the table, they touch the shoulder of the man at the table, and the tip will always be bigger. What do you think of that? Yeah? You know, one day I'm at church, and I was talking to a lady, and she touched my shoulder. Do I have to leave a tip, or what? You touch my shoulder, is that... Anyway, but that's true. That's what I dated the waitress years and years ago before I got married, obviously. And she told me that you touch the shoulder of the man at the table and the tip will be bigger. Yeah. Hopefully he's the one paying the bill, not the woman at the time. 82% of people in relationships say their partner's sleeping habits consistently keep them up at night. Number one, snoring. It's also their partner fooling around on their phone, the light on the phone and everything, and the sounds of the phone. My wife goes on her Kindle at night, and I don't see the light until I roll over and I'm facing her, and I can see the light on the Kindle. I just ignore it because it's not going to go off. How about this? Hugging the covers, too. That's another one. Keeps you up at night. A study in England found, oh, how about this one? When your partner goes into the bedroom after you're asleep and starts knocking things over in the dark, waking you up. A study in England found you really can learn how to be happy. The University of Bristol launched a class back in 2018 called The Science of Happiness. It covers the latest science on why some people are happy and some are not happy. A study found students enrolled in the course did come out happier when they went in. But there is a catch. You have to learn how to be happy. In other words, you just can't learn how to be happy. You've got to practice it long term and keep it going. And you have to require some dedication. Sounds like a lot of work to me just to be happy. This here's a win-win situation for you. There's a group of skateboarders in Southern California who will deep clean your pool for free. However, if you let them drain it and skate around it first with their skateboards. Now, I'm going to go a step further. I will let any kid who wants to shovel my walkway next winter get all the snow off. I'll let him skateboard on it. How about that? A place in Oklahoma called Noble Smokin' Joe's Barbecue kept getting prank calls last month from three little kids who wanted some French fries. So one of the owners sent out on a mission to track them down and get them those French fries. That would blew up on Facebook with thousands of people commenting about the post. Now, she ended up figuring out it was three girls ages 5, 9, and 11 making those prank phone calls. Now they've gotten their fries, and then some. The owner of the restaurant is planning French fry parties for them at school. She also set up a GoFundMe Start Savings account for them. They'll get money when they turn 18. They can use it for college or whatever their future plans are, or maybe French fries if they want it. Look what came out. That doesn't mean everybody should start making prank phone calls, but look what came out of that. Isn't that nice? There are nice people in this world. Is Dakota Johnson in hot water for trashing the movie Madam Web? She was the star of that movie. I didn't realize it tanked because I'm not a superhero type movie fan, but obviously it tanked. Not long after it hit theaters, it was critically and commercially failing. She started talking trash about it. Sony wasn't happy, particularly with the way she was dragging the movie down without taking any responsibility for its failure. See, that's what prevents you from getting work again when you start trashing movies. They kind of remember that. This is a strange story. I hope you're not eating breakfast right now, but you got to hear this story. A 52-year-old man in Florida thought he had migraines. Turned out he had a tapeworm in his head. It gets worse. He got it from eating undercooked bacon that went bad. The tapeworm got into his brain and laid eggs. Thankfully, he's okay. They gave him a deworming medication they use on dogs. His symptoms improved within about 2 weeks, but still, a tapeworm is in your head, and it laid eggs. Undercooked bacon, that went bad. Well, the bacon was bad, outdated. That's probably one of the reasons, but undercooked. See, I like my bacon nice and crispy. You know, some people like it nice and wobbly, but that's how you get tapeworms and eggs in your brain. So we don't want that. All right, this would have caused a fervor a couple of years ago, but now, it's at a big nothing. A freeway in California experienced bizarre traffic delays on Monday. Hundreds of rolls of toilet paper burst out from boxes that fell off the truck. Now, if this had been 3 or 4 years ago during the big toilet paper scare, people would have been running down there grabbing all the toilet paper they can. But now, not so much. Showbiz news. Neve Campbell returning as Sidney Prescott in Scream 7. The writer of the original, Kevin Williamson's on board as director. Neve skipped part 6 because she thought they weren't paying her enough money. Salem's Lot, no longer hitting theaters. Remember they said they were going to shelve it? Well, now they're sending it directly to Max sometime later this year. The Batman Part 2 has been delayed until October 2nd, 2026. Christopher Nolan's final payday for the movie Oppenheimer. $100 million. Did he pick the right project to make, huh? And 19.5 million people watched the Academy Awards last Sunday night. It's the biggest audience in 4 years. I thought it was pretty slick the way they put it together this year. I was pretty impressed with it. I liked it. Let's see here. Still drowsy from the shifting of the clocks last Sunday? A poll found the average person needs 66 hours to fully adjust. So you should be back to normal now. 2/3 of us hope this is the last time we fall back. 66%. This would have been spring ahead. Shifting the clocks back and forth should be abolished one way or another. Over half of us still have at least one old school clock we had to change manually. Like the clock on your stove, the clock in your car. Phones do it automatically. Computers do it too automatically. I had a bunch of clocks I had to change. I had to change the one in my car, the one on the stove, the one in the microwave. Then I got one in this little studio I have at home. I had to change that one. That's supposed to be an atomic clock. It's supposed to do it automatically, but didn't do it. Let's see what else I had. I had the alarm clock. I have two alarm clocks on my bedpost. One of them is a manual one, so I had to change that. I didn't change my watch because I don't wear my watch anymore. But there's a lot more than you think. All right. Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each and every day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. 619 at WRJN rain. Maybe a thunderstorm today with a high near 45 degrees. Cloudy with chance of rain tonight. Lows 37. Right now, 46 degrees and cloudy. Don't forget Maryland at Wisconsin. The Big Ten Tournament. 12:30 broadcast time right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed. A civic media station.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
You know that song came about? Jonathan Edwards put together an album and it was a little short. So he came across with this really quick 2-minute song. They put it on the album so they can release it. And it was his biggest hit ever, Sunshine, which we're not going to have today, by the way. Have it tomorrow, sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. Sunny Saturday, highs near 54 and increasing clouds with a high near 40 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy and 46 degrees at WRJN right here at, as Tom Carco used to call it, Radio Park. Radio Park, right here on Victory Avenue. Just a quick reminder, the Royal Family Kids Camp is coming, and kids, foster kids, are going to get a chance to go to summer camp. And this is courtesy of the Royal Family Kids Camp. It's run in part by Rick Teller and his wife. And I hate to say his wife, but I forgot her first name. And Rick will be in, not tomorrow, but a week from this Friday, he'll be in again to talk about it. Now, we're auctioning off 4 Milwaukee Bucks Boston Celtics tickets to come to the game April 9th at Five Serve Forum. You'll get row 2 tickets, seats 1 through 4. That's the Jockey Club. You get a free parking pass. You get $10 per ticket on your Bucks app to use. And this is all to send kids to camp this summer for 1 week to make these foster kids kids again. The Royal Family Kids Camp. Now, if you want those 4 Bucks tickets, you have to bid on them. The Bucks and Celtics playing April 9th, Five Serve Forum. The whole VIP treatment, the free parking, the $10 per ticket, all that. And you get to come through the VIP entrance, not with the rest of those. Not the unwashed masses. You get to come through the VIP entrance. All right, go to WRJN.com/Bucks. 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 Give your name, your email address so we can contact you if you're the high bidder. And I think the high bid last week at this time, I have to get an update from Chris Morrow. But I believe the update, it was $1,200 for the 4 tickets. So you get a bit higher than that, and we'll see if people have bid higher than $1,200 for those 4 tickets. It's going to be some night. The Bucks and the Celtics. Doesn't get better than that, does it? So go to WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. Speaking of the Bucks, the Sixers are in town. The Philadelphia 76ers will be at the Five Serve Forum tonight, 6:30 to take on the Bucks, and you'll hear the game right here on WRJN. How do you like them dare apples? It's 6:23 coming up at 7:06 today. An old friend of mine, Yolanda James, is going to be here from Alliance Family Services. We'll get the lowdown on what they have to offer. So that's coming up at about 7:06 this morning here at WRJN Radio. All right, in food news, we'll do food news. It's pickle news. I guess, what is it, National Pickle Juice Day today or yesterday was National Pickle Juice? I have all these stories on pickle juice. Now they have pickle candles. We had a gargle with pickle juice. Now they have pickle candles. I hate pickles. A poll found the most passive-aggressive things we do at work. You ready for that? Gossiping. I think everybody does it. And I hate to say it, I think I did it here at one time. Now it's hard for me to gossip. I'm the only one here in the morning. But when I wasn't the only one here in the morning, I think I did gossip. Giving people the silent treatment. Nah, I never did that at work. No. I don't like doing that at all. And being sarcastic in a mean way. I've probably done that, although I can't remember doing it, but it sounds like my personality. Odd but true, I heard this before. Chubby Checker was born Ernest Evans. Ernest Evans. Chubby Checker. Remember the twist? All right. He got his name from Dick Clark's wife as a play on the name Fats Domino. She also named Fats Domino. Now think about it. Fats Chubby, Checker Domino. Isn't that fun? Dick Clark's wife gave her that name. The Major League Baseball record for the most home runs by two brothers is held by Hank Aaron and Tommy Aaron. They were brothers, huh? I forgot about that. 768 combined, 755 from Hank, only 13 from Tommy. But still, you can't lift someone up if they're touching their chin. Huh. Even if you're a lot larger than them, it's because you need to hold heavy things close to your body to have the leverage to lift them. So when someone is touching your chin, they're creating a lot of distance, making it almost impossible to lift them. So if someone is touching your chin, you can't lift them. I got to try that out with somebody. Except there's nobody here. Except me. So I can't try it now. Yeah, we also had that thing, too, where if you get a chair, and this doesn't work with women, it only works with guys for some reason because of the center of gravity. If you take a chair, you lean it against the wall, and you bend over and pull the chair up to your chest, you can't stand up. Women can do it. Guys can't do it. Yeah, that's an old trick. I remember that from high school. You know, put the chair against the wall, bend over at the waist, pick it up to your chest, and you can't stand up. But your wife or your girlfriend can do it. They have no problem. All right, fun facts. The reason the majority of police uniforms are blue is because after the Civil War, there was a surplus of blue Army uniforms, which were repurposed for police departments, and the color just stuck. It's a good thing it's not pink. That would have looked odd. Cops walking around in pink. There are 9 states with more cows than people. Now, you would think, being the dairy state, Wisconsin's one of them, but it's not. Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Wyoming. More cows than people. people complain you're always running late. According to a study out of Harvard, people who are always running late tend to be happier and healthier than the rest of us. And they live longer, too. Because, well, the researchers say it's because people who are always late tend to have an extra sense of calmness about them. And it adds years to their lives. Yeah, but what does it do for the rest of us when they're running late and ruining everything? Like when I'm driving in the morning and these people are late and they have to cut me off, stay on my tail, get me all aggravated, but they have a sense of calmness and happiness about them. That's all that's important, I guess, right? Speaking about living longer, chubbier dads live longer than other men, and they're more attractive to women. Are they really? Who knew that? I would have got fatter sooner. I know that was the truth. All right. They're healthier because their bodies shift attention to their immune system instead of feeding their muscles. And they're more attractive because women interpret their bodies as a sign they're focused on kids. Is that why? See, I was a skinny mini years and years and years ago. I'm not so much now. But I don't know. Maybe I would have got fatter sooner had I known it was so attractive. All right, rain, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs near 45 degrees today. Cloudy with a chance of rain tonight. Lows 37. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 45. Partly sunny Saturday. Highs 54. Increasing cloud cover Sunday with a high near 40. So not a bad weekend. Big Ten basketball today. Maryland at Wisconsin. 12:30 this afternoon on WRJN. And the Sixers, Philadelphia at Milwaukee. 6:30 p.m. tonight. Right here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed. A civic media station. All right. Also, we have some tickets to give away right now to the Wisconsin State Fair. Real quickly, we've got tickets to give away on, the main Riley Green is coming. It's August 7th. That's a Wednesday. If you want the tickets, see Riley Green at the Wisconsin State Fair. Give me a call right now. Give me a pair. 262-634-97.
Doctors always find other stuff wrong. You know, I come in there for a chest coat, came out with diabetes. I was mad as hell. I said, diabetes? I don't even know how much diabetes costs. You ain't got no price list or nothing up here. He's talking about, don't worry about it. We'll put you on a diet. I said, man, look at me. Do it look like I follow diets well? Now I gotta eat oatmeal without no flavor. I might as well eat the box. And every time I order a Diet Coke, they always repeat it like they can't believe me. Diet Coke? You heard me the first time. And I gotta eat everything I wanna eat before 8 o'clock. I be cooking like a son of a gun at 7:30. Hurry up, it's 7:45. I ain't gonna get to eat, oh God. And I gotta go to bed hungry. I be having nightmares. I'm eating food I ain't supposed to eat. I had a nightmare. I ate a gigantic Rice Krispie treat. When I woke up, my mattress was gone.
Six WRJN stuck my beak out the door. It's raining. Well, you knew that had to happen, huh? Yeah. We don't put our camera outside in the rain. We have this nature camera where it takes 10-second clips on motion detection. So we had it out all day yesterday and all the night before. And watching the squirrels eat in the backyard. And occasionally, I don't know if the camera makes a noise, but all of a sudden their face goes right to the camera. They just stare at it. It's really cute watching. I could watch that all day. I was watching it for 25 minutes last night, watching the squirrels eat in the backyard in 10-second clips. And then they must hear something, and they run, they scatter, then they come back again, and they're eating again with their little tiny fingers holding the food. And then the birds come in, and the birds and the squirrels coexist. There's food for everybody back there. Then it went to night, and we watched the possum walking around the backyard. They come out at night. There are critters in your yard. You notice it more when it snows because you see their tracks all over the snow, but you don't notice it when there's, you know, nothing on the ground. But it's very fun watching these critters walk around your backyard, and occasionally they'll look right at the camera. So I don't know if it's making a clicking noise. I don't know what it's doing. We had a cat. Our neighbor's cat was in the backyard. And all of a sudden, this giant face was pressed against the camera. The cat came over and looked right at the lens and put his face right up to it. It's kind of fun. I like doing that kind of stuff. It's a nature camera, and you can leave it outside all day. We don't leave it out in the rain, and that's why it's not out there today, because I don't know if it can stand the wetness. What you do is you take the clip out of it, and you just put it into the back of your TV. There's a, if you have a USB port on your TV, and it's a giant, it's very clear, too, a giant thing in your backyard with the critters walking around. It's kind of relaxing when you think about it. After the day of, you know, stress and everything, you go in the backyard and you can just relax and watch the critters, or you can just do it on the TV like I do. All right, we have some news headlines to talk about now. Stuart J. Wattles in our news center. He's our news director, keeping things abreast for us so we know what's going on. The submission of fake signatures by the Recall Robin Voss campaign is something the Racine County District Attorney's Office is now investigating. After the documents were submitted to the state, the office started getting calls reporting theft of identifying information. It appears the name of a former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy, Preston Kite, who is currently in jail for child sex abuse charges, was falsely signed on the recall petition. The Racine County DA says anyone who sees their name falsely on the signatures should contact their office. A political forum is happening in Kenosha tonight. It will be featuring mayoral candidates and contenders for the circuit court. It's the first event of the judicial candidates. Frank Gagliardi and Heather Iverson have agreed to participate, as have David Bogada and Lydia Spotsworth in the mayor's contest. Audience members will also have the opportunity to submit questions for the candidates during the forum. Alderman David Bogdala has received the backing of outgoing Mayor John Interamian. A not guilty plea has been entered in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Racine County last summer. It was 36-year-old Nicholas Ziccarelli. He was in court yesterday for the plea to charges of hit-and-run resulting in death, investigators say. A witness took a picture of his license plate after he struck and killed a 14-year-old riding a bike. It's reported Ziccarelli's his van had significant damage and blood was found on it. He's being held on $50,000 cash bond. Those are the stories that Stuart J. Wattles is keeping an eye on today. So we're listening at the top and the bottom of the hour throughout the day today. And you'll find out what's going on locally in Racine and Kenosha counties. We'll keep you on top of all that. In some other news this morning, do you feel yourself getting irritated more as you get older? A few of the big ones are noise, especially at restaurants, rudeness, how lazy today's teenagers seem to be compared to us, especially considering how easy they have it, right? The way people gather in mass swarm to get on a plane and then take forever to get off a plane, and people spouting uneducated political rhetoric. The political rhetoric always drives me crazy. The mass swarm. Now, I haven't been on a plane in a long time, but as soon as they announce over the flight 22 is now boarding, every crowds. Now, they do it by sections or, you know, well, seats, number, rows, number, so-and-so. But it doesn't matter. People don't care what they just announced. They just swarm and want to get on the plane. Yes, but we announced seats, you know, rows, you know, 40 through 46, and you're row 18. I don't care. I want to get on the plane. Yeah, and then they want to be the first to get off. People are rude. The uneducated political rhetoric, yeah, I could deal with that mainly because I know people, you know, uneducated, unless they agree with me. Then they're very educated. All right, here's the biggest ways couple make each other crazy when driving in the car. Now, my wife and I, prior to COVID, did a ton of road trips. We traveled all across the country, and we'd spend a week traveling in the car. You better be able to get along with the partner you're traveling with in the car, because you're kind of locked in, and there's really nowhere to go. I guess if you want to go to the back seat in the car, you can. But for the most part, you're kind of trapped together for the week. The person driving ignoring the other person's suggestions, driving too fast, tailgating, braking too hard, playing music the other person doesn't like, making the car too cold, getting lost or taking a bad route, making the car too hot, filling up the car with trash, and blasting the radio too loudly. I'm happy to say none of those apply to our road trips. We really do get along well. Now, I made the mistake once. Nah, it's not a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. I look back now and say it was great. I don't know what made me do it, though. I said to my mother and father, my father was a big supporter of the Crazy Horse Monument in South Dakota. He gave a lot of money, thousands of dollars, to the building of that big Crazy Horse Monument out there to the Joukowsky family, who started building it, I guess, in the 40s, and it's still going on today. And he never got a chance to see it. So I said, I'll take you and Mom out to the Badlands, the Black Hills of South Dakota, and we'll go see what, you know, we arranged. The daughter of Joukowsky, who started building the Crazy Horse Monument, actually took us out to dinner because my father's a big donor and they do that kind of thing. Now, I'm going on a road trip with my parents for a week in the car. What possessed me to do it? I'm glad I did it in retrospect. I'm glad I got to spend a week with my parents. But the bickering started immediately in the car. And it continued. So we stop off in somewhere in, I don't know if it was, I think it was either Minnesota or I don't know where it was, somewhere in between South Dakota and Minnesota. We stop off to get some gas. And my father, I think it was in South Dakota. Yeah, it was in South Dakota. I think it was just outside Murdo, South Dakota. And my father goes in to use the restroom, and he's not coming out, although he did come out, and I didn't know it. He's in the back room playing with the slot machines because gambling is legal in South Dakota. So he's in there playing the slot machines, and I said, come on, Dad, we got to go. Just a minute. Meanwhile, my mother's in the car fuming because my father's in there playing the slot machines, and she's sitting in the car. Says, get your father out here now. And I said, Dad, come on. Mom is getting all upset. So to smooth things over, he bought my mother a baseball cap that says South Dakota. Now, my mother, in my entire life with her, never wore a hat of any kind, not even a woman's fancy hat, nothing. And he bought my mother an $18 baseball cap that says South Dakota on it. My mother took it. You know the garbage pails next to the pumps? Opened the window and threw it into the garbage pail. He just paid $18 for that, not more than 3 minutes before she threw it into the garbage pail. I said to her, Mom, maybe I would have liked wearing that hat. My father thought that was going to smooth things over with my mother. What? They were married 68 years, 70 years. Did he really think that was going to smooth things over? I also drove him down to Florida when they moved from New York to Florida. I drove him down for 2 days, two-day drive down there. And it was pouring rain out, and my father said, turn off the radio. I was doing all the driving. I said, well, let me hear the radio on. Come on, at least keep my mind on something. I don't want to hear the radio. So I had to drive for 6 hours in dead silence while those two slept in the car in the pouring rain. My father wouldn't let me turn on the radio. I'm glad I did those trips in retrospect, and my parents aren't with me anymore. But still, when you take a road trip with somebody, be careful. You ever take a road trip with, you know, someone who's not your spouse, maybe a girlfriend, a boyfriend, take a road trip, and you don't want to start a ruckus because you're still in the dating, you know, mood. But sometimes it's impossible. All right. What hard truths would be the toughest to tell a friend? We hate telling someone they give bad presents, they're a bad parent, or they're not a good match for their significant other. Also, how about their cheapskates? Hard to tell them that. And here's the worst one of all. They smell. How can you tell someone they smell? That's tough. A poll asked Americans which scenario would make them more unhappy, if their spouse was uneducated or if their spouse was overweight. 60% of Americans said they'd be more upset if their spouse was uneducated. I agree. Only 24% said they'd be more upset if their spouse was overweight. The other 16% wouldn't answer, which is kind of weak that you wouldn't give an answer on that. All right, how about this one? Does the punishment fit the crime? A guy in Hawaii violated his ex-girlfriend's protection order earlier this year by texting her 144 nasty messages. So the judge sentenced him to write 144 nice things to her. plus pay some fines or do some community service. That's a good, you know, okay, you wrote 144 nasty things. Now you're going to write 144 nice things to her. See, that's a good punishment. I like that. 58% of people who say they live in a haunted house didn't know it was haunted when they moved in. Overall, about a quarter of the people say they've lived in a haunted house at some point. You know, I don't know how it is in other states, but in Wisconsin, if somebody died in your house, the law says you have to tell them. In other words, if there was a death in the house, before you buy the house, you have to be informed that there was a death in the house. Because some people are, you know, whether it's religious or superstitious, and, you know, they don't want to be in a house where somebody died. Now, my house is way over 100 years old. Now, my mom passed away in my house. But before that, there had to be somebody else. The house was like 114, 115 years old. Somebody had to die in that house at one time. But I don't think they ever told my wife that when she bought the house originally. I got to ask her if anybody ever told her that. Because when I sold real estate for a brief time, and that was the question, one of the questions I had to ask him, did anybody die in this house? And you got to be honest about it. Because if we find out you're lying later, the sale's not going to go through. They're going to object to it, so honest about it. All right, for today, rain. It's raining right now. Maybe a thunderstorm. Highs near 45. Cloudy. Chance of rain tonight. Lows around 37. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 45. Partly sunny Saturday. Highs near 54. Increasing cloudiness this Sunday with a high near 40. Right now, it's raining, 46 degrees. Big Ten tournament action today, 12:30 p.m. Maryland at Wisconsin to take on the Badgers. And tonight at 6:30, the Sixers, the Philadelphia 76ers, will be in five-serve form to play the Bucks. That's all coming up today right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. At WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a Civic Media station. At WRJN Radio on this rainy Thursday morning. Pi Day today. Today's 314. That's 3.14. Remember pi in high school? Maybe you had to learn pi. It's something to do with the circumference of a circle, if I remember correctly. I don't know exactly what it was. Something like that. Now, that's something you'll probably never use the rest of your life. I defy anybody to tell me after they left high school they ever used 3.14 in anything, any shape or form in their work. I don't care if you're a draftsman. I'm sure you 3.1. Why did we have to learn that? 3.14 was pi. Today is 3.14, so today is Pi Day. Celebrate by getting a favorite pie of your choice today. Lemon meringue pie, chocolate cream pie. Ooh, chocolate cream pie. How about How about key lime pie? That's my favorite. Key lime and coconut cream, my two favorites. Key lime pie. Oh, what I would do for a slice of key lime pie right now. All right. More of your morning news this morning. This is the news you don't hear the other radio stations talking about, because we have it here. A guy in New York points a gun at another car during a road rage incident. He didn't realize the car was full of undercover cops when he did it. He got arrested for possession of a firearm and menacing. Talk about when it's not your day. All right, speaking about New York, someone also in New York reported a suspicious package at a train station. Turns out the box containing a device that people use to report suspicious packages. Isn't that something? Believe it or not, a guy in Nebraska tried to open a bank account using a fake $1 million bill. Did he actually think that was going to work? I mean, come on. Really? All right, to all the people at crosswalks who take forever to cross while I'm waiting to make a left, try these. A tech startup in Pittsburgh called Shift Robotics is trending thanks to their new battery-powered shoes that make you walk up to 250% faster. They're called Shift Moonwalkers. They kind of look like roller skates, but they're designed to let you walk like normal. Basically, you're walking and rolling at the same time, which sounds tough. They use artificial intelligence to adapt to the way you walk so you don't trip or fall. I think I walk fast enough when I cross the street. Dozens of kids in El Paso, Texas, had to retake the SATs after their tests got lost in transit, which is, I guess, the adult way of saying my dog ate the tests. They took them last month, but their tests flew off a UPS truck and got scattered all over the road. 55 test sheets haven't been found, so all those kids will have to take the SATs again next month. But think about this. You can be angry about it or just be happy that you already know the questions, so you should do better this time, right? You know what's coming. I would love to retake the SATs knowing what the questions are. A 20-year-old from Iowa is now officially the world's fastest clapper. The person's name is Dalton Meyer. He's been practicing since elementary school. Guinness just verified the new record holder for the most claps in a minute, 1,140 claps. Think about this. That's 19 claps per second. Everybody's famous for something. How do you clap that fast? 19 claps in a second. Two men in South Korea spent 9 days trapped in a collapsed mine, survived by eating instant coffee powder. Now, how would that work with somebody like me that doesn't like coffee? I mean, this is just powder. They had, ugh, the thought of it. But, you know, if you want to save your life. All right, here are things people say all the time that are completely pointless, all right? To be honest, which sounds like you're suggesting that everything else out of your mouth is a lie, needless to say, or it goes without saying, in both cases, if you don't need to say something, why are you saying it? You know, needless to say, but, well, then you just shouldn't say it. Here's the thing. Obviously, you're talking about something, so it's just filler that doesn't actually mean anything. They say that all the time. Well, here's the thing. Doesn't mean anything. I'm just saying. Now, people tend to use that when they're insulting somebody or being blunt, like it somehow excuses it. You know, I'm just saying. You know, you're a jerk. I'm just saying. And how about this one? Be that as it may, which is unnecessary and sounds outdated, and I don't even know what that means, but I hear people say it all the time. Be that as it may. All right, let's do a quick quiz on Bradley Cooper. He was just up for an Academy Award for his movie Maestro that he wrote, directed, and starred in. All right, Bradley Cooper, true or false? His first big acting gig was part on Sex and the City. True or false? What do you think? It's true? Turns out it was true. He was in an episode in 1999 where he made out with Sarah Jessica Parker. I've seen every episode. I don't remember that. True or false, he gained 40 pounds for the movie American Sniper. Yes, that's true. He specifically said in an interview that he's not a fan of Robert De Niro's acting. That's false. He is one of the reasons he became an actor. And they've been in 4 movies together. He's fluent in French. Actually is. He decided to learn French as a kid, and he heard someone speak it in the movie Chariots of Fire. He did an interview when he made the movie A Star is Born. He was on French TV, and he spoke French like it was dubbed in by a professional French person. It was shocking when you saw it, but he speaks French. All right, things we regret posting online. Are you ready? A new survey found the average person posted 17 things on social media they regret Here are the top five: unflattering photos, drunk photos, immature comments, boring status updates, and emotional outbursts. I guess nobody regrets posting their half-eaten food, right? I love that when they're at a restaurant, they're mauled food on the plate there. They've chewed half of it, and they post it saying, this is what I had for dinner last night. Meanwhile, the rest of us are gagging. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about an important topic, and I want you to pay attention to it. We're going to talk about the Alliance Family Services. So that's coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Hometown Radio refresh to Civic Media Station. We expect rain, maybe a thunderstorm throughout the day. Today, highs near 45. Cloudy chance of rain tonight.